I am radiantly alive. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. I am a radiantly alive. Whatever I claim for myself, that's what I am. Whatever I think for myself, that's what I am. Whatever I believe in myself, that's what I am. Whatever I know for myself, that's what I am. I am radiantly alive. To be radiantly alive means that every organ, action, function of my body tingles with magic, tingles with joy and harmony and peace and love. It is radiantly alive. Oh, yes. I delight in being radiantly alive. I delight in circulating with people who are radiant and alive. All the people that I associate with here on the campus of the University of Healing are radiantly alive. All of them. They love themselves. They like their world. They like everything they do. And as they like everything they do, they spread that joy to all of our pets. They spread that joy to all the acreage here of the Absolute Monastery, all the acreage of our wonderful meditation center. And everyone who walks this path around the acreage of the meditation center feel gloriously, radiantly alive. They feel vital, dynamic, and beautiful in every possible way. And they speak lovely things to each other. Oh, they do that all the time. They're always saying, I like you. Oh, you look beautiful. Ellen wanted her hair trimmed yesterday, and she goes to the barber and has it done. She goes various places, but she remembered at the school of the master that I had trimmed her hair, and she liked it so much. And so she asked me if I would trim her hair. Now, I am radiantly alive, and I looked at her hair, and really there wasn't any much to be done. And I gave it a few snips and a few little touches and made it all perfect, made the alignment all lovely, made it sort of shingle down in a perfect way in the back. And she looked rather nice. And as she looked at herself and beheld what we had created with our gentle, loving care, she was just radiantly alive. She was just bubbling over with joy. And she says, again, another beautiful haircut. Again, another glorious haircut. Now, she goes to professional groomers, professional people who clip her hair and who take care of her hair. And she has a nice job done. But when she can have me or one of us here on campus do it for her, she feels a warmth, she feels a gentleness, she feels that every strand of hair on her head was given a special loving treatment. Every strand of hair on her head was said to be magnificent, glorious, fantastic, magnificent beyond any imagination. And everyone on campus looked at her hair and said, my, that is lovely. That is beautiful. Just a little touch here and a little touch there, and it brought it into perfect shape, just the way she wanted it. All of life is like this. When we deal with loving care, when we are radiantly alive, everything we touch turns into a thing of beauty and a joy forever. Ellen's hair is a thing of beauty and a joy forever. It's generally coiffed beautifully, sensitively, lovingly. No dynamic, dramatic changes, no way of looking at it which makes her say, oh, why? Oh, you try to change there. My goodness sake. She is always harmoniously blended as one of the most beautiful ladies in the world. No matter where she would go, she would be in perfect good taste. No matter what she would do, she'd be the ideal woman, because that's her nature. That's what everyone on the campus of the University of Healing says of themselves. I am radiantly alive. I am radiantly alive. I live in my absolute inner radiance, and it shines out of me to everywhere and to everyone. I am radiantly alive, and I love it. Oh, I love it so much. No matter what goes on in our life, we have the opportunity to be radiantly alive. No matter what goes on in our world, we have the opportunity to see good everywhere and be that good that is everywhere. We have the opportunity of living our life in such a way that everything we do is a joy to us and a joy to all of our world. When I smile, I'm radiantly alive. When I smile, my smile bubbles out and just dances over all of the universe of my world, all of the universe of all the worlds that ever exist. I do not have to consciously know what these universes are. I do not consciously have to know what's going on in the world. All I know is that I love it. All I know is that I say to each and every molecule on the face of the earth and the universe, I say, I surround you with my pure white light of love. And when I surround everything with my pure white light of love, how glorious it is. I surround myself with my pure white light of love, and how glorious it is. I surrounded Ellen's hair with my pure white light of love, and I was radiantly alive as I touched each strand of hair, almost measuring it microscopically so that it would be perfectly harmonious with all the rest of the hair on her head. And as Anita looked on, she says, "My, that is nice." And everyone else looked on and they said, "My, that is nice." It's almost as though you had no haircut at all, because it is so finely and perfectly done. Everything we do in life can and should be finely and perfectly done, because that's our nature. Our nature is to be radiantly alive and do everything finely and perfectly done. No matter what it is, no matter how big the job, no matter how small, we do it with all our heart and soul and being. We do it so gloriously, so radiantly, so beautifully, that we feel good about ourselves. We feel good about what we're doing because we give it our maximum attention. As I walk the path in the darkness and the early mornings, my feet are taken to draw to walk perfectly. Every step I take is a confident step. And I move around the miles of the meditation path. And as I move around them in the darkness of the early morning, I feel a certain gloriousness. I feel a certain charm that just floods me and floods everything that I do. Life is filled with every joy that I could ever desire because I tune into it with all my heart and all my soul and all my being. I tune into it because I am all, and I am peace, and I am love, and I am wonder, and I am magic, and I tune into it because that's who I am, and that's all that matters. Today, I make a definite approach to being my radiantly alive self. Today, I say, I am radiantly alive. Today, I say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Today, I say, this world is a wonderful world. I say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. I say, there is now perfect health for everyone in the universe, and it began with me. That's our nature. That's our original purity and integrity. That's who we really are. We go back to that awareness of the original purity and integrity, and it floods our being with that originality, with that purity and that integrity and that goodness and that wholeness and that love, that unconditional love that says, I love myself just the way I am and wonderfully. Not just the way I am, I don't say that, but it creeps in sometimes. I love myself, period, unconditionally. I don't love myself the way I am, because if I say the way I am, I say that I have observed all of the possible choices I could make for myself. But when I unconditionally love myself, every possible choice I could ever make for my good, for my blessing, for my love, for my happiness, is in my world, is in me, is what I am doing. And it is great and very great. Today, claim with me, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am vitally, dynamically alive right now. And I am that forevermore. For it is true of me and of you. I love you. I love you. I love you.